Okay, 4:30, time to call to order the normal meeting of the Park and Recs Committee. Can I get the roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
At this time, we'll call to order or call public comments. Are there any members of the public online?
There are not.
And I don't see any members in the audience, so we'll close public comments. And we'll go to item C, draft minutes approval. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Motion carries. All right, let's go to E1, discussion of establishing chair and vice chair.
Well, in light of this is my first full minute on this committee ever, I think that it's only appropriate that you be president for the first year and I'll do it for the second.
Yeah, that makes sense in that way. You speak enough during our normal meeting, so.
Yeah.
So then we have to make a motion on that, Dina? Or?
Yeah, you just have to agree. Okay. That's fine. You don't have to make a motion.
Okay. Well, then, the first year, I'll be by chair, and for the second year, I'll be chair. Okay. Then we'll move forward to E2. Monica.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is a big packet, so I'm going to do my best so that we can fit it all in this hour. Speak kind of quickly, but I want to make sure that I cover everything, so please interrupt if there's something I didn't cover. This first one is going to take a little longer than the others because I want to bring up some history so everybody can understand kind of where we are, how we got to this point with landscaping. So in October of 2014, the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors passed ordinance number 25. Which, to summarize, and there's a tab link in there, people can go to it if they want to read the whole thing, but it basically was to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Discovery Bay, and to respond to, at the time, the current drought crises that we were going through, and other possible crises in the future in regards to water conservation. So then in the spring of 2015, the town joined the effort in the Brown is the New Green campaign. Some of you might remember that. We had signs in people's yards, again, for water conservation. And shortly after that was when we started moving toward getting rid of those ornamental lawns that the state is saying we can no longer have. Irrigation, savings on water, and what I did a little table down there so you can see what we've done since then in the prospective zones, both town and county. So any questions about that? I know I went through that really fast, but this is such a big one. I'm just trying to
it's good information.
Be aware of the timeline. Okay.
But just to set the stage, though,
yes.
Your list, though, is irregardless, I don't know if that's a word or not, of the funding source. It's just strictly, or let me rephrase that. The funding source has nothing to do with the ordinance number 25.
No. Okay. This was just for water conservation. We had a bad drought, and the town, the board, made a decision to continue that even in the future, like to be very water conscious, and so that we're not wasting water, and that's when we moved to.
No, I understand. That's my point I was making was, as we did these projects, mm-hmm. the funding sources weren't the same for all of them. We had different funding sources for different projects.
Yes, correct. That is correct. Yeah, because some are county, so yes, mm-hmm. all different budgets. Yeah,
and depending on how much we had available, dictate. There you go.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So Zone 8 consists of several landscape median items at the end of the residential cul-de-sacs that are estimated to be 25 to 30 years old and have had no improvements since that time. So in December of 2024, the Board of Directors approved to begin the work on South Point, Cabrillo Point, and Discovery Point, all of which have been completed to date. So in that report, I also mentioned that we wanted to eventually work on the Laguna and the Willow Lakes, the small and the large. The large one is something that's going to most likely be years down the line because it's so large and will take quite a bit of money. So that's nothing that's in our immediate future. So we also keep talking about our plan to kind of work through the islands, through all the landscape, actually, as time and funds allow. So in this staff report, in kind of keeping with what we discussed in December, The next ones in line to look at are Laguna and Willow Lake Court, a small island. So you have in the packet some pictures, and they're on the screen, of what those two look like currently. You see Laguna Court there in your pictures, and what we're proposing to do. That those sketches are also included, as well as Willow Lake Court, the circles of smaller island. So want to bring those to you because this is the first staff report. We're going to go through several different areas in town, but for the purposes of this staff report, it is looking for feedback to continue with what we were doing on those other three islands and move next on Laguna and Willow Lake Court.
So this, the plants are similar, the style, the design is similar.
Yes, and you can see the sketches.
Mm-hmm. And are you happy with Monarch?
Yes, they're great to work with.
And did we go out to bid on this in the very beginning?
This is an Omnia. This is part of a co-op. So they're already vetted with the government. So what we do in this case is we don't have an in-house architect. So we would, to do something like that, to go out to bid, we would have to find a landscape architect to come up with plans, designs, drawings, and then go out. They provide all that as part of their package.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is there any other questions?
Have you got the fiscal impact portion yet?
I'm sorry?
The fiscal impact portion.
Okay, sorry, yes. So again, this would be continuing to use the Hoffman funds is what is suggested. And you'll see through these reports, I tried to make it real clear. So you can see in there the as of March, the committed amount to be spent is the $882,300, which means we have a remaining $487,700. If we do Laguna Court Island and Willow Lake Court Island, it's a total of $79,658.69, would leave a remaining balance of $408,041.31.
Do you have any thoughts on anything else going forward in this year that we would be using the Hoffman monies on?
No, I don't have. Everything in my world was about landscape. I think my thought process behind this was this is kind of those one-time monies, right, that has to be used in Zone A. That we just would, we've been talking about doing all these islands in South Point for all this, I think for almost as long as I've been here, and there's never the money to do these landscape improvements. So the thought was this is our opportunity. This is the opportunity we have to improve and upgrade our irrigation. We're moving to drip systems, not the water spraying everywhere.
No, I'm not disagreeing at all, and especially seeing the materials that are being used. It's no bark, and which is great. And so these, what you're using, can be there years from now. So just wondering, do you have it? And off the agenda for a second. Do you have any other thoughts for Hoffman monies this year? Any plans? Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we go back? So when you say committed to be spent, can you explain that a little bit better? I know that I understand the number, but it's been a while. So
yeah. So those numbers are from. Let me think. I worked with Margaret on this. Part of it was Clipper, I believe.
Margaret is on the line. You need her assistance.
Oh, great, Margaret. I
she is.
Sorry about that.
Hey.
No problem.
Margaret, can you remind us what the what is encompassing of this 882,000?
Certainly. Actually, we had an early report on the finance committee, so let me just pull it up real quick so I make sure I say the right thing. So, 1 second. I'm trying to bring it up as I stand for 1 second. Okay. So, the 882,000 is made up of several items, including back in November 2021, we had the synthetic turf for the swimming pool. Then we had Clipper Drive, which is the 370,000. That was from the period of July 22 to May 23. Followed that with the patio project, we spent another 78,400. And then the last portion of 394,404 was approved in December for the Zone 8 landscape projects that Monica just shared that were approved and completed of those other islands with the Discovery Bay.
Okay, can we?
So the total of all of that adds up to 882. And again, I can share that from the Finance Committee.
Okay, but it's the word committee, I guess, is throwing me off. The money's been spent, correct?
Yeah, at this point, yes, because when I wrote my budget, we're still doing some of those projects that were approved in December. But at this point, I believe that all those monies have been expensed, if you will. So that, yes, that the balance left is $487,000. For consideration for projects for the community center and for the landscape.
Got it. Perfect.
What,
thank you.
What year? I'm sorry. What year did we get the Hoffman funds? Do you remember?
Oh my goodness.
So we got the funds back in, I think it was around 2018. I think we were supposed to get them over a series of years. I think they ended up paying it kind of all up front. So my records reflect that it was around the 2018 through 2020, before 2020.
That was about right during my first term.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now that we have that understood. All right. So I like the idea of what you're going with these courts and stuff. I guess at this point you're asking, is Laguna Court and the Willow Lake Court the next project you want us to approve for you to move forward on?
Well, this is to bring to the board. So the thought was to kind of go over everything, and I don't know if this would be unconventional to go over everything, and then you can decide maybe what you want, or we can bring everything and it can go for a vote. I'm not sure how the best way to go about that, so that you can see everything that's in this packet to make a fair decision. That you're comfortable with, or
well,
let me just from the Finance Committee meeting. Let me give you that standpoint, because we brought these projects as a total to the Finance Committee. They would like to see a balance of. They would like to see us to leave a balance of $250,000, possibly, just as an emergency reserve. So though we have all of these plans and projects, keeping that in mind, you might want to really think about which ones you want to bring forward. That was just the Finance Committee's comments that didn't go to the board yet for a vote, but I've just given you that update. So we have a lot moving forward. It's a little bit more, as you can kind of see as we're spending and going through these staff reports. I think it would leave us a balance of $149,000 of Hoffman funds. So then we'd have to make up about $100,000 if the board decides to keep that, you know, threshold of 250 and leave it in the bank just in case. So.
Yeah, and that's good to know. My concern was that I thought the number was getting pretty low to begin with, regardless of this arbitrary potential minimum holding number. And there's a lot of projects throughout Discovery Bay, well, specifically Zone 8, that these funds would be allocated for. So we need to be really, I think, strategic in, what we decide we do. I'd like to see us do one more island project this year. I'm not sure. You have a lot of potential in here.
Since writing this report and having conversations, because you know these have to be done well in advance, my recommendation, if the committee wants to bring it before the board, is, and I put together a little spreadsheet for myself, is to perhaps continue with those islands that we've been talking about for a decade, right? Finish up Laguna and Willow Lake, and in here I also included this Sandpoint Road Island, which is, and we'll get through the pictures when we get, you know, to that part of the agenda packet. But if we perhaps kind of finished what we started with the island work, and did Laguna, Willow Lake, and the Sandpoint Road Island, the total of all of that would be well under the $250,000 to keep in reserves, and in fact, and then some. So those totals come to just shy of $195,000, which in keeping the $250,000, you know, we would then definitely be keeping the reserve that is hoped for. And then maybe what we do is, because the next staff report I had in here, which is quite a bit, is that Sandpoint Road to the corner of Discovery Bay Boulevard, and I get into this, where that would be done kind of in three phases. I'm jumping ahead, though, because you
We'll talk about that real quick. So let's keep to the agenda just for...
Can we just kind of go through all of them, and then you can go back in? Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do whatever.
Okay. So let me explain to you. Let me jump before we make any decisions or votes or anything. Let's move to the Sandpoint Road Island, which is E3. And you can see the pictures there as well. So this was going to be the next... suggestion. It's kind of a higher traffic area as well. A lot of people travel that and can view that. That would, and you can see those pictures there, and these were taken very recently as to the condition of what that area looks like. So that would be the next, the next possible project for your consideration. And that again is keeping. If you look on, is it possible? Well, they can see in the package. So the sketch that's attached, this one, that would be giving you an idea of what, keeping with the same thing with the rock, with the succulents, with doing a lot of tree cleanup, but also putting in the lantana for color and some of the grasses. So that would then kind of encompass and take care of all those islands that we've been talking about for a very long time. The next chunk would be E4. This would be a little different because it's such a large area. It's you know, quite long and is adjacent. That's why I say in this staff report on E4, are you with me? Am I going too fast?
I'm following you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
So on E4,
I'm sorry. Shelly, has anyone joined online that one?
It's Margaret.
Oh, just Margaret, okay.
Yes.
It would be, my recommendation would be to break it down as phase one would be, the island, which we've already talked about. So really then this next part would be three. It would be the Sandpoint Road streetscape from the corner, you know, from corner to corner to the DB Boulevard. Then, as future plans, money arises, we won't have enough money to do that at this point. Then we would take from that corner, go down Discovery Bay Boulevard to Seal, would be phase three. And then, just because it's one continuous connected landscape, if you will. And then eventually do from Seal, you know, all the way to the end of that. So again, when writing the staff report, or all of them, these are just ideas that I want to give to you so we can talk about and decide what would be best and what everybody would like to see. My thought now, knowing that we're, you know, want to keep some money in reserves, would probably be not to do E4 until we could do it kind of continuously. We don't want to start something and then let it get old and aged and not pick back up on it for a year or two. That's something, it's like I said, it's a continuous connecting area, so I think it would be wise to not move forward with that.
And the islands, I know, are so important, but so is Discovery Bay Boulevard. So in your mind, what has the most importance? Brian,
well,
I'd like to hear
Discovery
your
Discovery Bay Boulevard, but we're not going to have the money right now for that.
Yeah. Would it be
My opinion.
Would it be better to do Discovery Bay Boulevard and hold off on a couple of these so we did have the money?
I think to do Discovery Bay properly, there's not enough funds currently, even if we exhausted it, to do it. So
wow.
I'm not sure that would be the most prudent. Again, just my opinion, it's just such a long stretch, and
yeah.
You know what, how much we spent on Clipper, we'd eradicate whatever's remaining. You know, we knew going into this there wasn't going to be enough funds for everything to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of this was, well, maybe there's going to be some legislative changes in how we accept money from the county, maybe some changes here. Maybe there'll be some offsets on this water conservation that we're, you know, getting involved in that would allow for greater funds during the year or future years. I hear what you're saying about the finishing up on the islands. But I keep going back to, you know, how do we maximize the greatest good
mm-hmm.
for the community versus some of these islands? There's four houses that surround it, and you know, I'm not saying they're not important, but I think we should do one more project, and I think the Sandbale Island is probably, this is a high traffic area,
mm-hmm.
and that could be a showcase island for people driving by, and I think there'd be a lot of benefit. So I think that will be one, in my opinion, to bring forward.
The Sandpoint Rhode Island, E3?
Yes, E3. At E4, until they figure out their wall situation, I don't think we could ever touch, really. There's just too much uncertainty. And we don't want to spend any money if there's
yes.
going to be... I mean, there's some of the walls still being propped up, so...
Right.
That might be further down the road, I would...
That's a good point.
But, you know, there's other projects, too, you know. We want to do the front entrance. Do we want to spend some of this money on this building here? Or do we want to use, you know, I think we need to be very strategic on
mm-hmm.
what's left of the $500,000, $487,000.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you prioritize these, Brian?
In my opinion, just based on how long I've been
mm-hmm.
on the committee and as a local realtor and my eyes, I think that island there would be a good one for us to spend some money on.
Mm-hmm.
From a cost standpoint, it's not a lot, but I think that's what we should do this year.
Okay.
And
so on Sandpoint?
Yeah.
That one?
E3.
Yeah.
E3. That's just my opinion.
No,
I think that is important because we need to use the money where we get the biggest bang for the buck. Is that what it's called? Yes.
Well, I'm going to challenge you again to go back and go, okay, well, if we spend that money there, whatever's left... I think this building and the community center probably has some opportunities to improve upon it. And that's probably where we should spend some of the other money
mm-hmm.
or the rest of the money.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So E3, do I need a motion to bring that to the board?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so E3 it is.
Okay.
Still no one, no public comments? No one online?
There's no one online.
Okay, so I will move then to E5, which has nothing to do with Hoffman money.
Okay.
So E5 is for Zone 9, Ravenswood area.
Here.
So Zone 9 is owned and maintained by the town of Discovery Bay, which includes the landscape for the streetscape, the frontages along Wild Drive, Poe Drive, and the actual park. And as you know, we did Wild Drive not long ago. Looks so much better. I want to throw out there. there too, there's some dead loss that's to be expected from the plants. Some of them, mm-hmm. when spring comes, they will replant whatever we have lost through the winter at no charge, because I've heard a little bit about that as well. So in October, we did the landscaping along Wild, gave it a new look, new irrigation, the drip system. So the next area that I would like to tackle, and there's the pictures in there, are there's four corners of Ravenswood Park and then the front monument sign that I'm not sure when all that was put. I think it's probably all original as well. I've been told it's, you know, that it is approximately 20 years old. So you can see the current pictures and then what we're proposing. Now, I want to let you know this area in the sketches, the renderings that you have in your packet,
mm-hmm.
that is going to be bark, not rock, because the idea with the I know. But the bark is a, until everything grows in, because everything that we would be putting in here is going to grow lush, the roses, it will be still all on drip systems, but it's a different, it's not the, to go with what's already in that area.
Okay.
And that will eventually be covered, so there's no point in spending money in rock when it's going to, when all those plants mature, it's going to be covering it up. Right now, it's kind of just a temporary filler until everything starts to mature. Because I know, Carolyn, I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this, we do currently have money in our regular operating expense to cover this and still be good until the end of the fiscal. So, looking for any comments or suggestions?
No, I think
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
the money, the money's available, and
mm-hmm.
Zone 9 certainly pays. Hot
I really want that to look great because we're putting in that splash pad. And
mm-hmm.
just a few years ago, we put in
yeah.
a new playground structure, and we did Wild Drive. So,
mm-hmm.
wanting to kind of get everything around the same age. In improvement, so that yeah.
And you finished or you fixed all their fencing that was destroyed over there, so that park's looking good.
Oh yeah, we're working on that very slowly.
Yeah.
but yes, we are working on it. So this is something I guess looking to bring.
Is the monument sign having an issue?
No.
Oh.
So that's fine. Okay.
No, I just wanted to give you an example of, you know, so
you
can see
I just heard you say monument
signs. Mm. Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should move forward to that one.
Okay. Then the next is E6. So in 2021, the town received grant funding by California State Parks. It was the per capita grant. And the grant covered, we were able to replace or resurface the basketball court at Cornell, the hoops, backboards, the barbecue prep table, the picnic tables, the dog waste stations. That per capita grant paid for all of that. So we do still have a remaining balance of $28,300 that we can apply for. Now, in the end, it is the state says yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten certain criteria that we have to meet. And of that $28,300, the state will cover $23,645. And then the town must pay the difference. So we did a lot of kind of brainstorming thinking. It's not a whole lot of money. And things are very expensive, as you know. But we have the new seated area, the lawn, seated, not seated, that's looking really great. We took that fencing down.
Mm-hmm.
We have the new playground structure going in right now. So again, kind of the same idea with Ravenswood.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue with that momentum and add what we can. So the thought was to take the area... and love to get opinions and feedback on this, but add a new pit gazebo area where the tables are. And we can put the permanent heavy concrete cornholes there. It looked like you were going to ask me something.
I am.
Okay.
So should we decide that we do want to apply for this, in your experience, about how long will it take to get a yay or nay?
Well, I wouldn't think this one would take that long because they've already, we've got it there. It's already been approved. They just need to approve the project. And they need to, they want to get all this money wrapped up. So I wouldn't even know how to guess the timeline, but I don't think it would take months and months and months type of thing.
Okay.
I think it would be
and then,
quick.
So we apply for it, we wait to get the yes, and then we announce it that we're going to.
Yeah, Margaret and I have been working on that together. They have certain paperwork that we need to fill out and submit, request what we're doing, send pictures. They say yes or no, and then we can move forward. So the original, my kind of original vision, which I thought would be nice, because I could kind of picture kids, you know, barefoot and playing. I'm a visual person like that. I thought, oh, wouldn't it be beautiful if we put synthetic turf down, because we can't mow around that. I mean, that's going to be a nightmare. Synthetic turf and then concrete pads, and then the actual concrete cornholes. Well, then I got the pricing for the synthetic turf, which we know is expensive, but I thought, you know what? I'm still going to throw out that option for you. So that's why you see a range there of $37,000 to $47,000 approximately. Once the synthetic turf price came in with everything and all in, roughly $47,000, and we've only got $28,000, I thought, okay, what else can we do? So thought of the putting in the decomposed granite, but putting in a stabilizer. Which then it won't kick and roll, and it'll be more like concrete. Not as pretty, rough on the feet, you know, not my picture I was. But.
The companies you use to get the prices, are they also those, the companies that have been approved by the?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
It is, yes. And knowing that we put synthetic turf in before, I already have an idea. I know that that's fair. And that was many years ago. Prices have increased. So really at this point, looking to see if you like the idea of doing something like this. And you know, like I said, it would be more so the fiscal impact would be the board would, we would have to draw between $13,000 and $24,000 from reserves to do this.
I wish all our projects were that kind of financial impact. What do you? So these cornhole boards, are these made out of wood or
they're
what?
Concrete.
They're concrete.
Concrete. So they're very heavy. You cannot pick it up and walk away with it.
There you go.
Yeah, and then they would also be, you know, they would secure it to the pad with some sort of.
I know a lot of people play it. It's a popular game. So
you know, just the thought of bringing a new.
What, you have to bring your own corn?
Me.
You have to bring your own corn?
Bring your own, well, not corn, but bean bags. Bean bags, yeah.
So, looking at, so this is going to last, you know, 5-10 years, you know, whatever the case may be, which would work best lasting 5 or 10 years, the synthetic turf or the decomposed granite?
I believe the synthetic turf, because we do have some of that decomposed granite with the stabilizer, and what happens even in the 2-3 years it's been in there is kids ride their bikes through it, and it slowly starts to rut it out.
And how much does it cost to replace when things like this happen? When the kids drive their bikes through it, whatever. And
we've
not
done that, so it would probably just be a filler. I wouldn't expect it would be too awfully expensive.
Okay.
Okay, but at this point, you just say, hey, you're looking for...
Do you like this idea?
If you like the idea...
You might want have a different vision.
We might not get the money, and this comes a good point.
That's true. I like the idea. I think it's a good idea, and let's see if we get the money.
I believe it's our money. It's already earmarked. We just have to get the project approved. Is that correct?
We have to get the project approved. Yeah. So, yes, they have to approve what exactly is. It can only be spent on certain things. But I would not have promised too if I didn't think they were going to approve it.
Yeah.
And so the two little pictures, though, that you have on here, you're saying it would be to the left or to the right, depending on which picture? Is that what you're kind of envisioning?
It would be the whole area. Everywhere that you see the dirt from, see where the grass is at the far, that whole, the whole length of that.
I think another amenity at the park is a good thing, so.
That could be great, yes. You're not here.
Yeah.
All right, has anyone joined us online?
It's Margaret.
Okay. Okay, well, good idea. Keep on moving forward and see.
Okay.
Back to us with the...
Oh, we're doing good on time. Okay, one more. E7. Ugh, this one though. So, Cornell Park is... and not just Cornell, there's been more that's popped up even this week that I've been addressing, is unfortunately been targeted with vehicles, trucks, golf carts that are going in and tearing up the turf. So since writing this, though, I now know that there's a group of quads that are going in there. Motorcycles and the e-bikes, which are actually also tearing up two of our other parks because those e-bikes go fast and they just cause havoc. So really put a lot into thought into how we can protect. This is specifically for Cornell. So the goal is to protect the park from destruction, yet keeping it functional for the town maintenance crews to mow and do what we need to do, excuse me, and keep it visually pleasing. So, you know, I thought about, okay, chain link fence around the whole park. Well, that's unsightly. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we want.
Not too welcoming.
To do that, right. You know, I've heard, just put some wood posts and slats, but you do wood, that's, again, I'm always thinking long-term maintenance. We've got to be constantly staining it, sanding it, painting it, which we just don't have the bandwidth to do. Wood rails with rope, which means people are going to sit and swing and fall and the whole thing. The concrete posts and rails have proven to not be a great idea and are very expensive to replace. So that's when we went with the idea of, okay, bollards. Let's strategically position bollards. I walked it with the contractor so we can find the best areas to block it so that, but they were being done specifically at the time to keep out trucks and golf carts. As you can see, it's over $130,000 to do that, which is not going to prevent the e-bikes and the motorcycles that are also going in there. Now, I have reached out to, at the time, well, it's now Captain, Charlene and I discussed this actually back in December, and we talked about maybe, you know, we know who some of these people are and have them on camera. We reached out to, I actually spoke to two of the deputies on Friday last week, sent them the pictures that I have, and we're working with them to, you know, that was when we only knew of the three people, though, so we can't knock on every door. I am baffled at this point as to how to protect that. And keeping everybody out, because even the bollards now is not going to stop the motorcycles from getting in there. You may have something I didn't think of.
Well, the problem is migrated from the trucks to the motorcycles,
yes.
So I mean, it's,
and very quickly.
Yeah, so there's no way we'll ever be able to completely shield the park from everything. Up to this point, has there been a financial number attached to any of the vandalism that's happened over there?
Zero.
Okay, so.
With the exception of the bathrooms.
With the exception of the bathrooms. I'm talking about the destruction with it.
But for the lawn, no, because we, it long grass grows back. We can put some seed down in it and it does, you know, grow back. So no, we have not been out in expense for the damage to the lawn.
Yeah, so originally when was asking me to go out and look for it, it was because of all the truck issues. And so it's certainly good to hear that at this point, financially, it hasn't hurt us. You know, I say it won't. Where are things at with camera systems? I know at one point we were looking for some solutions for security.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still pursuing that?
So we have a couple problems with doing that. A lot of the parks don't have electricity in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never going to get that perfect camera angle. So that's an issue. Our light poles are solar. They don't have all those electrical components that we can hook things up to. So we're struggling with finding a solution for that, unless it's going to be extremely costly, probably more than $30. So.
But at this point, we're not moving forward with anything. So I'll just ask you.
We have not. We've tried trail cams and other things like that, but they're never angled in that right way where you're getting that license plate, the, you know, so.
And it's too dark.
It is
so
very dark.
So those cameras can't, the dark, and it's surrounded by homes, so we can't illuminate that part
right. So
that the cameras can pick up and see what's going on when the sun goes down.
What about landscape rocks? Like, not giant ones, but big enough that keep, you know, have a number of them placed along there.
Yeah, I looked into that as well.
And what's the cost on that?
Well, one, kind of like what we have out here, just one is about $1,000. And there's not enough room on the sidewalk to place them on the sidewalk, which means they would have to go on the lawn,
mm-hmm.
which then becomes an absolute maintenance nightmare to be edging around all these big boulders. As well as if you're talking about the e-bikes, they're just going to pick them up in the motorcycle. I mean, unless you're butting them up, you know, next to each other, there's still space for them to get through.
And we can't put them together because we need to be the ability to be able to get into the parks with our trucks and lawnmowers.
I don't think there is a solution anymore regarding blocking or preventing access. I think that's...
Well, here's the perfect thing. Cypher Park does have fencing all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
They're still getting in there and tearing it up.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I think the technology, when it becomes more prevalent or available, that's going to be our solution. In my opinion, $130,000 is a lot of money for something that's not going to fix anything. So,
what if, just to show that we are looking at this and obviously realize it's a big problem, we, you know, go out with, you know, again, we've had damage, this happened, it's everything you just mentioned. The options that we've looked at is this, and this, and it's not keeping people out. What are your thoughts? Just so the public knows that we are looking at it, and let's see if maybe somebody has a brilliant idea out there.
You mean putting out, like, on social media?
Yeah. And give people a date. If you have some thoughts, have them given to us by April 1st. Just a thought.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. More minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is everything.
Well, that was good.
Any questions?
That was good. No, this, I know. This is...
But there, just before we leave, though, Cornell Park, on the Willow Lake entrance, you know, you do have these round planter box, concrete planter boxes. And, you know, I don't know how expensive they are. I can imagine those are pretty inexpensive. You know, so maybe a couple of those could go in certain areas.
So this is, and I'm happy to do this. It's you really have to stand there and look at it when you can see how many different ways there are to get to that park. So if you'd like to ever meet up there, I'm happy to walk with you. You can have that visual, but it's that's not going to solve the problem. Unfortunately.
Well, there are a couple damaged ones, so aesthetically.
There are, and that's on my list. I have no idea.
So aesthetically, that will solve that problem.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, awesome report. And
yeah, seriously. Thank you.
If I had a wood-burning fireplace, I'd keep this. Hey, PGU is expensive nowadays.
Oh, my God. I know people are screaming about the... Oh, I'm sorry. Do we need to end the meeting before this go off?
Okay. if there's anyone else that joined us by chance online?
No.
Okay. Then at 5:16, I'm meeting adjourned.